Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. It is so exciting to be back with you guys on our new season, okay? And I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I hope your new year is off to a great start. And you know, we are back to give more tips on how to strengthen and grow your business, both financially, as a leader in your community. We are back and we are hitting hard. And I'm excited to have on the show this week, Ms. Charvette Mitchell. She is, I'm going to say, a serial entrepreneur. I don't want to just give her the tag of owning this business or owning that business, but she is doing a lot of great things here in the Virginia area. And I want to say welcome to the show, Miss Mitchell. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me. Super excited.
You are welcome. Now, I don't want to take your thunder. I want to give you an opportunity. You know, a lot of times people don't like to talk about themselves. Yeah. But, you know, it is a need for us to be able to convey that. And I want to give you the floor to talk about who is Ms. Charvette Mitchell and all of the things that you are doing right now.
Oh, my goodness. So thank you so much again for this opportunity. Hello to all the listeners and everyone. And so I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I'm the founder and CEO of Mitchell Productions. And Mitchell Productions is a marketing and professional development firm. And so we kind of have two hats, if you will, working with small business owners. We have a 12-month program called the Platform Builder, where we work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs, really around setting up and elevating their personal brand. A part of that, we host events locally here in Richmond, Virginia. We produce book collaborations. So I'm a 7-time visionary author, working actually on the eighth, getting ready to work on the eighth book right now. So about that. Yes. And so really working with that branding, marketing, and visibility, you know, with the business owners. And then we pulled on our past corporate experience. I spent 25 years in corporate America and walked away February 2nd, 2018. So in celebrating an anniversary there. So 7 full years as a full-time entrepreneur, but didn't want to throw away. Thank you. Didn't want to throw away and leave my past experience, which was in 20 years of training and development. So we've been doing some training and development with corporate clients, government clients, to really still kind of in that leadership, you know, space. After it all boils down, it's really still professional development. And so as a part of kind of in that arena, if you will, I've also been blessed to be tasked with a project that we've been working on since September that is a community project for veterans offering complimentary free grief and wellness programs. And so that's what's going on in my world.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have so many questions. So I have to slow down. Sometimes my brain is going faster than my mouth. So I'm going to slow it down here.
All right.
And I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about the project that you have working with the veterans. Yeah. Where did that come from? Like, why is it so passionate or dear for you? And that has you doing this?
Yeah. So I have to attribute it to God of how I even, you know, saw about, there was a need that was put out. And as I mentioned, we've been stepping our toes in kind of to this government contracting space. And so, there was, a request that was put out through those channels around saying, hey, we're looking for programming for, veterans. And so it was really only God that allowed me to even just, you know, see that this was something that they were looking for. And so one, I am a daughter of a U.S. Navy veteran. Rest in peace, Willie Howard Mitchell. And so my father, you know, daughter and my father served in the military. So that's one piece of it. And then the second piece of it, and really kind of the tie-in is with my main business, I get the opportunity to work with so many different amazing women and businesses. And so when I saw that there was a request for services and programs for veterans, I immediately thought of one of my clients who is the founder of Forever Heal that offers grief and recovery and wellness programs. And I thought this would be like a great collaboration to bring this program to the veterans population. So I am kind of over the helm of like the marketing, the outreach, the media, you know, project management and all of that. And then that allows like Forever Healed and those that we've teamed up with as well, others to really kind of stay in their zone of genius of helping people move beyond loss and grief.
Okay. So your main part, what is it that you guys are looking to accomplish, and in what period of time are you looking to accomplish this?
Yeah. So we're offering completely free grief and wellness groups for Virginia veterans. So if you are a veteran based in Virginia, you can participate completely free. It is a virtual group, so you can do it from wherever you are in Virginia, in your home, in your office, in your car, cameras on, cameras off. And it is a great way to hear and be in a space where other people might be feeling some of the same losses that you're feeling. So it's an 8-week group experience. We start February 6th and we'll go through the end of March. And this will be our second cohort. We did the first group. Yeah. And ended up the first group in December. And we have a total of 2 more cohorts after this February 1. So we'll be doing this, providing this through September 2025. And, you know, people can just jump on us, maybe even go to your website, go to foreverhealed.com and register. But the 8 weeks is really amazing, because when we think about, you know, grief, sometimes people only think about the loss of a loved one. And yes, certainly that is a huge, you know, that is a huge part of grief. In addition to that, we also look at, you know, the grief of a fellow service member. It could even be the loss of a major relationship or a divorce. It could be an injury that was sustained while serving. And so now you have this loss of mobility. Some people that are transitioning out of the military, there now is this loss of purpose. Like, my identity was wrapped up in, I served, I had this role, I had this. Now, what is my identity if I am no longer in the service? Some people have lost houses. You know, losing a house is a loss. Maybe you've been out of the military for a while and you lost some jobs, losing a job. So we deal with any veteran and service member that can be active, or certainly, you know, someone that is not active, and their immediate family is welcome to come so that we can help them move beyond loss.
Wow. Wow. That's some good stuff, because just recently I started recognizing the very thing that you were talking about. Grief is not just the mourning or the grieving of someone else passing. There's much more to it. And I think we kind of go through it and don't even realize that, hey, I'm grieving right now. Something is truly not connecting. And I need to figure this thing out. And especially when you talked about grieving for purpose, you know, as a mom, your children get to be that age where they don't need you in that capacity no more, and your whole world, like, you started out as a young child, you know, as a teenager, 19 or 20, having kids, and that's all you know. It's like, ma'am, they're there 18, 19, 20, 21. It's like, oh my God, they don't need me like that anymore. I'm an advisor, but that's about it. My role is mothering has changed. So this is awesome to know that, look, you know, as I'm transitioning out of somewhere that, okay, this, I knew what I was having to do every single day.
Yeah.
I understood, you know, the end game of it. Now I'm putting to an area where it's like I'm waking up and what now? And this is great that they have a place that they can turn to say, help me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So all lots of kinds of losses. And so each session is led by two grief coaches. So they're certified in the grief recovery method. And it is, you know, interactive where you will be able to speak up. Or if you're the type of person that, again, cameras off, it's completely virtual. Cameras off if you just want to listen. There's a digital workbook that they get. But the main thing is that we want to make veterans, service members, and their immediate family. So if there's an immediate family member, a husband and a wife, a mom and a son, or perhaps there is a spouse who their service member has transitioned recently and they are a widow or they are, you know, now. So we're open to all, yeah, all of those populations.
So do they have to, let's say someone says, hey, I can't start on your first session. Can I come in on the second? Or do they have to start on the first one? And if not, wait for the next run.
Ooh, thank you so much for that question. So the way that we think about this is kind of like this eight, we have these 8 weeks available. Certainly, if you can come all eight, that's great. Some people don't find out about it until like the third week and then they jump in. So you can come to as many as you like or as few as you like. And so certainly optimally, people who have been to all of them get, you know, a lot of benefit. However, if you're saying, hey, I can't jump in until the second or the third one. We welcome you. We invite you. We want you there. Yeah.
Awesome. 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 And how do they go about signing up? What is the process of registration? Oh,
yes. So we have registration on Eventbrite, but one of the easiest ways is to go to our main website, which is foreverhealed.com. So foreverhealed.com. And as soon as you get to the homepage, there's a bar right there that says veterans. You click that. It allows you to see more information about the program, the topics that are covered, the dates, you know, frequently asked questions. And then there's a link that'll take you to Eventbrite. If you're savvy and you're on Eventbrite and you just search for Forever Healed, it also that'll come up for you as well. So foreverhealed.com is the direct way, or Eventbrite and look for Forever Healed.
Awesome sauces. Awesome sauces. So I know we're talking about the veterans, but I don't want to miss out speaking about the things that you're doing in addition to that, because you spoke about marketing and your media presence and how you're helping people grow their personal brands. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? I know you transitioned from, you know, corporate into doing your own thing. Can you talk to us about that journey and what it looks like? I think right now people think that it's a quick situation. Once you become an entrepreneur or you say, I'm going to start something, because I don't want to say that everybody's an entrepreneur, because we know everyone isn't. But regardless of whether you're a small business owner or entrepreneur, wherever you find yourself or a contractor, there's a journey that you have to take. Are you open to share a little bit about what that looked like for you and how you're able to be a blessing to even get to this place of, you know, of doing Forever Healed?
So grateful for our journey, right? And so it was a journey. I didn't just jump out and say, oh, I'm going to just do this on my own. So it started out 2007, 2008 at a girlfriend's kitchen table. Her name is Edwinette Moses, and she was starting a business. And so we were putting together brochures and putting together flyers and just different things. And I realized she didn't have a website. And we were going to go print on VistaPrint. I still love VistaPrint many years later, right? And I realized she didn't have a website. So I said, wait, we need to have a website address to put on this stuff before we go print it. So I said, let me go figure that out. And so I went to Virginia Commonwealth University, go VCU Rams, and my degree my degree is in marketing. So, you know, I have a little bit of a, you know, that creativity. Went and figured out a little rinky dink website that I would say was rinky dink looking back on it. So she could have something to put on her marketing materials. People started asking me, could I help them with the website? I started helping my church with the website. And after probably about 3 or 4 free websites, I was like, wait a minute, ain't I supposed to be getting paid? Like, don't people pay for this? Don't people pay for this? And so I realized that I had a business because I was able to meet a need, solve a problem that people would pay for. Mm-hmm, I was able to solve a problem that people would pay for. And that's how the Mitchell production started. And so, and I was working certainly full time at that, you know, at that time I was working full time. So I, you know, put my superwoman cape on when I got off work and, you know, create these websites and all of that. And so how it progressed from there was, I found that as I was working with people on their websites, either on the front end, they didn't really have a plan. They just knew, okay, I need a website. So I found myself really consulting more, you know, 30,000 foot level of, okay, well, what is it that you actually do? And what are your packages? And I was consulting there. Or I was consulting on the back end where the person maybe came in and had those things. Once the website was up, they were like, okay, well, what am I supposed to be doing now? So then I was like, well, are you doing social media? Are you doing? And so then I was consulting on the back end. That's how I got into the marketing consulting piece. So we rolled off of web design services in 2020 and have been solely just in the marketing space. So that is kind of like their evolution. And then as a part of that marketing consulting, that's where the 12-month programs came and the events. We have our 9th event coming this year, and the book collaborations all kind of came as a part of that transition.
Wow. So what I'm taking from your story is that you never really had the idea that you were going to start a business. It just kind of fell in your lap, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you found that you were good at it and you just kept doing it. It wasn't a money thing at first, because you were honing in on your skills. Yeah. And then you realize, oh, wait a minute, I can't get paid for this.
Yeah. And then that's what happened. And so I was building my own brand, you know, while I was working. And so I think, Coach E, one thing that we want to stress to the listeners is that sometimes people feel like, okay, I'm going to stop my full time. Then I'm going to have all this time to dedicate on my business. And that is a gross error. That is a gross error. So you should be, even if you think at some point you want to transition to full-time entrepreneurship, you should be building your brand, building your processes, getting honed in on who your ideal client is, getting the tech stuff together, getting the things together where you have, quote unquote, they might say extra income, disposable income. But more importantly, that you're building your name, your recognition, while you have your silent investor, I heard someone say, and then, you know, when the time is right, you know, transition. If it is, for some people, it is, they're fine with the full-time position. And I never actually had in my mind, oh, this is Mitchell Productions is going to take me off of my job. I was just like, hey, I'm glad to have this extra ice cream money, you know, extra money for, you know, vacations or what have you, until I got to a point of feeling stuck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I was saying to myself, what could this look like if I put 100% in? And I didn't want to, you know, at that point, when I started having those questions in my mind, I'd been at that point with the bank probably like 20 years. And so I didn't want to have regrets. That was really my why for leaving. I wanted to step out and try. And I was like, okay, if it don't work, all right, go get a job. And then matter of fact, the manager that I had before I left, she was like, you probably can get back in here. Like it was like, you know, okay, I'll go do something. But, you know, here we are 7 years later and God just keeps on making a way.
And I'm happy you brought that up because I do try to speak about that as often as I can because it is so important, especially in March, you know, and I hate using, you know, these tags like marginalized communities and minorities, but we're going to be 100. We're going to be 100 today. I'm just going to put it out there like that. Certain resources are not as vastly available to everyone. So starting a business and having a bunch of capital may not be everybody's story. So if it's not your story, clearly you do not want to leave your full-time job, because one of the things that I see often is that people's companies are not able to grow away from them because they're so busy sucking everything out of it to be able to take care of their day-to-day. And I had to learn that one the hard way, you know? And so then I had to put in, you know, additional resources that I could go and work while working my business. And I say that because, you know, if we look all over social media, it's, oh, you can quit your job today and do this. And it's like, no, please, no, because there is so much, like you have to learn yourself as well as your business, as well as your industry while building. And that is like the scariest thing ever.
You know what, Cookie? People share their successes. I heard somebody else say this. People share their successes, but they don't share their privileges. Let me say that again. People share their successes, but they don't share their privileges. So that person that you might be looking at who's saying, you know, leave, you don't know that their husband pays all the bill. Like you don't, like they are married or their spouse pays everything and has given them like a window. You know, you don't know what privilege, you don't know if there was an inheritance. You don't know if they took their 401k. Like there are things that you don't know. And I think the point about industry is a very important point. So the industry I was in, service-based industry, I didn't have to have like a brick and mortar business. I do have a physical location, office space here, but I didn't have to have a brick and mortar. I didn't have to have kind of these standard startup costs, whereas if you want to have a boutique, that's a whole different conversation because you got to have build out costs. You got to buy inventory. So those that are product-based, there's a different conversation versus those. So there's a little bit of a privilege there. I want to acknowledge that for service-based industries, oftentimes we don't have as huge or as large of a startup or build out cost. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have products, then you absolutely want to be thinking about, because then there's loans and things of that nature that you want to go after. And you're going back to your point of marginalized audiences where there's, you know, it feels like we don't get the loans as much as others. And you go into all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And having capital is always the best way to start the business. But again, it ain't the end all be all, you know, you may just have to burn the candle at two ends, you know, it is what it is. But I love what you said. They don't share their privilege, but they don't share their failures either.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we don't like, how do we, and certainly with social media is like all the highlight reels. Some people will share their failures, but it is very uncomfortable To share your failures, in particular for a small business owner. It's different if it was somebody that was the owner of a Chick-fil-A or a McDonald's, or where they are not as close to the customer. But those of us who are small business owners, like, we're online, we're on social media with our customers, we're or those that are prospects. And so there is this short window of, you know, how much do I say that might deter a prospect that's looking at working with me. So I think that's a great point that you bring up.
Yes, absolutely. So let me ask you this. For someone that's saying, hey, I'm getting started, and all they're focusing their attention to is social media. And, you know, we understand that's the big hype. But we also understand that's that the only place that you're on a market at. Like, there's marketing is so many different channels.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about that a little bit for someone that's looking to start a business, and how do they navigate that road?
Yeah. So certainly, you know, social media is one a low hanging fruit, right? Easy entry point for most people. So at least if you are leveraging social media, make sure that at least you're in a couple places versus just one. So we think about people who maybe only were on TikTok, and then you had the ban, and they're still technically not out of the woods from that. So at least diversify and be a couple places where your customers are. If you are on social media, that's one. The second thing that I would say is email marketing. The money is in the list, and that direct line. Email marketing is a direct line of communication. Social media, we hope, we throw things out, we hope you see it, right? We don't know if you're an online person and you're on at 6 a.m. or you're on at 11 p.m. at night. We just hope you see our stuff, right? But email is still the most direct. It's going to their inbox. So even if they don't look at it, they scroll and they saw your name, you know, in their feed. And so the customers that you do have, you should be retaining their email. So people are like, I don't know how to start with email marketing. Well, if you have any customers, that's your initial email list, right? And you want to get an email marketing tool and start building an email list. So that's one piece. The other piece that I would say as well is to be in person. So, you know, now, you know, during the pandemic, certainly there was some hindrances with that. But locally, like, are there complimentary networking things that you can attend, and usually in any city across the United States, unless you're in a very backwoods area, there are networking or associations that would get you out and that you can meet people. A lot of times they have where you can stand up and introduce yourself and introduce your products and your businesses. So I would say that would be local networking. So that in-person piece or events. So look for events that are in your area, or host events. And when I say host events, it doesn't have to be a huge conference. It could be a meetup. It could be a cocktail hour. It could be. And so I would say those things right away. Email marketing and some type of in-person meetups, whether you are going to someone else's things or you are thinking about hosting your own things.
Thank you. Because we hear oftentimes where people just sit at social media and they're trying to figure out, why isn't my business growing? Or, oh, I was told all I have to do is social media. And it's like,
yeah,
there's so much more. You know, I come from a background of banking as well. And I spent a lot of time as a loan officer. And one of the things that they hate, that I would always hear, I hate cold calling. So then all of a sudden you start hearing these little phrases, cold calling is dead. Is it really?
Yeah. No, I mean, definitely in the industry, like if you're going after like corporate clients and things of that nature, like it's going to be a cold call or a cold LinkedIn audio message or what have you. Yeah. So cold, that kind of cold outreach is still definitely in the corporate space, definitely something that is happening.
Yes. I don't think it'll ever die, to be honest. I think it'll evolve as we evolve, but certain things just don't die. I think everybody finds their niche at some point of how to get in front of their clients. Or their prospects, let me say that. And I think that's what's happening if I don't like the cold call, then of course I'm going to try to find another way around it. And it might work for me, but it doesn't mean that it's going to work for the next person. So I'm happy that you gave some great pointers about really understand, because it's really understanding who your prospect is and building it there. So that just kind of, this is all exciting. So you built your business and then now we're working on Forever Healed and we're out there and we're looking for as many veterans. So here's my thing, everybody that's listening. You may not be a veteran, but we all know someone that is. And we need you to send them to foreverhealed.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Even if they think, well, I don't need any grief counseling. You know what? That's wonderful. Let's show up and be a support to one another.
Yes.
Especially as things are happening in the government and it's affecting so many people. And so sometimes it's not about whether you need the service. It's about, can you be a support to someone else that needs the service? And just being a listening ear, you know, it's the camaraderie. I think that's kind of what happened in the military. It's the camaraderie of the, of your, is it the troops or whatever? Let's be that for one another. Mm-hmm. I just shared with someone today that it's important for people to know that they're thought about, they're cared about, they're honored and appreciated. And it's not always about money. It's just you being present. And I think that, you know, if you could show up for your brothers and sisters that served, whether in the Navy, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, the Reserve, wherever you were, just show up and be a support. You might find out that maybe you are grieving something and just didn't realize it.
That is so brilliant for you to say. And that is, we would love that. And there's two things there I want to say is that, you know, this resource is complimentary. However, there are resources that are out there that don't get used. You know, that's how things kind of come off the table. It's like, well, you didn't have the numbers. So even, you know, if you just think about, let me attend to just make sure resources like this continue to show up. But I was having a conversation yesterday with someone who works at the VA. And with all of this kind of fork in the road and, you know, the request that is, you know, do you want to retire? Do you want to regular? Like, people are grieving now. Like, so there might be those that have, you know, are in a government role that served and now have this decision to make or trying to figure out, well, does this mean I'm not going to have a job? So there's like early grieving, like already happening. And for those who maybe their position is secure, but there are others around them that have left, then there's kind of like this survive. It's still a grief of I've lost a coworker. And now I got to take on all of their So I got resentment because I got to take on their work. So there is like early grief already happening with federal employees. And so if it's a veteran that's a federal employee and you're in the mix of this, this would be great for you to attend us with foreverheal.com.
Absolutely. So remember that. I want everybody to remember, share with your family, share with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. You actually could be helping someone. You know, we always say you could be saving a life. Yeah, you could be saving a life, but you know what? And I'm not saying, I don't want to minimize that, but you could also be helping a life. Yeah. And so, you know, we always think about the extreme worst case, but your neighbor, your friend, your family member, your coworker, they could be really catching it, having like a mental moment, like I have no peace because everything is unstable around you. Your money is unstable. Your career is unstable. So now that affects the stability of your household, your thinking, all of this is affected. And now some people have no peace. They have no peace. They're worried. They're stressed. I remember hearing, I love to listen to Pastor Mike McClure, out of Alabama. And he was sharing on one of his sermons that you're thinking that somebody has one issue, but that's not really the issue. The issue is that they lack this because this, this, and this is gone. And so you got to remember, just because you see, or thank you, Holy Spirit, he was reminded, so somebody could be sick in their body. And the sickness in their body may not be, oh, the devil is attacking, or oh, they don't eat. It could be because they're so stressed that they're not eating, they're not sleeping, they're not doing all of these other things that are necessary in order to have a healthy body, all because they lost the job. And not that's the root of all of their problems. So yeah, they would have peace, they would have better health, they would have better this, better that, if they could just get a job. So I'm saying that if you don't know that that coworker or that family member or that neighbor or whomever could be experiencing what they're experiencing just because of this one piece of instability that happened around them and it's affecting them. So I highly encourage, let's tell everybody about Forever Healed. If you're in the state of Virginia, let's make this happen. Let's keep Mitchell Productions going strong with what they're doing, because this is so well needed. And it's perfect time. And I know when you took the project on, you knew it was a need, but I'm pretty sure you understand that this was getting ready to happen.
And it's you're right, the timing is right on it. And I want to say there, to your point, what you were just saying, one of the ladies that attended the first cohort, she's after probably like the second session, she was like, I have not felt this good in years. I have not felt this good in years. And so, yeah, you just never know, you know the impact. And I, and definitely, again, I got to definitely shout out Forever Healed, the whole team, grief coaches with that team. Also Destined to Thrive, grief coaching, Lynn Lewis. And then we also have a therapist that's on board, Erica, and with Enlightenment Counseling Services, Erica Brooks. And then Lena Lassiter leads Forever Healed, but then there are other grief coaches under her. So I wanted to make sure I shouted them out. Again, any veteran, service member, serving, transitioning, or a family member of a service member is welcome to join us for the grief group.
Okay. Well, we're going to be wrapping it up here, but Charvette, could you please tell them how to get into the program again and when the start date is, and any other pertinent information you want to put out there for the listeners so they would know how to be a part?
All right. Thank you so much. So again, we are excited to present an 8-week grief and wellness group program that is open to Virginia veterans, service members, and their immediate family members, anyone that has experienced any kind of loss. Again, it could be loss of a loved one, loss of a fellow service member, loss of a relationship, loss of purpose, of identity, a limb, an injury, anything that has caused you loss. This 8 weeks will be beneficial, or even if you stop in one session. And so we start Thursdays. It'll be Thursdays for 8 Thursdays in a row, starting February 6th. And that will be online. So Zoom, you know, so if you know how to Zoom or Microsoft Teams, you know, one of those online, camera on, camera off. The main thing is just register. Register foreverhealed.com is where you want to go. Right on the homepage, there's a button to click for the veterans, foreverhealed.com. Or if you're over hanging out over on Eventbrite, you can type in Forever Healed and register. Just short registration. But again, needs to be in Virginia and a veteran service member, transitioning service member, or an immediate family member of one of those groups. And we invite you to all or one of the 8 grief groups that starts February 6th.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Charvette, for coming on today. Ms. Mitchell, for coming on today. We greatly appreciate the information that you gave, the wisdom that you provided, and the knowledge. Just wonderful. And thank you, everyone, that tuned in this week for Coach Talk. This has been phenomenal. And I'm so excited that we're back together for another season. Look, any questions that you have, maybe you're running into some issues here with running your business, make sure you send an email to coachtalkshows@gmail.com. Coach E, will respond to you, and you might end up getting a free consultation behind that. And maybe it's that we're at the top of the year and you're like, look, I got to get something moving. I've been saying that I'm going to do it and I haven't been doing it. CoachTalkShows@gmail.com. Sometimes all you need is to be able to bounce it off of someone that has been where you are. So thank you so much for joining Coach Talks. Thank you again, Charvette Mitchell, for coming on. And, oh, man, I know that you all will have nothing but success over there at Forever Healed. And, again, if you have friends, families, neighbors, coworkers, anyone that's been in the military, make sure they go to foreverhealed.com. Let's get ahead of whatever we may be dealing with or could deal with, because you may not be dealing with anything right now, but be a support, get the tools so that when you do, you're ready. Love you guys. Talk to you all next week. You all be blessed. This is Coach E.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.